Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, with the HSE reporting that over 15,000 people have got the first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine today, nursing home residents and healthcare workers have been receiving the jab in many centres around the country. Our reporter John Cook has been to a public nursing home in County Tipperary as the vaccination programme got underway there. So tell us more, John.
Yes, Sarah, the government says it's committed to getting the vaccine to vulnerable elderly people and nursing home residents and healthcare staff by the end of February. So it's happening in a number of centres right across the country throughout today. I've been to the Community Hospital of the Assumption in Thurles. It's one of nine public nursing homes for the elderly run by the HSE Midwest. It's 47 residents and 142 staff have been receiving a first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccination over today and tomorrow for others. And when I arrived to meet their director of nursing near the entrance to the facility, Mairead Green told me there was a palpable sense of excitement and hope after the vaccines had arrived over the last few days. All residents and their families had been given a HSE vaccination leaflet and information from the vaccine manufacturer, she said. And I asked her if all staff and residents had consented to receiving the jab.
Well, obviously, we have to discuss it, and I suppose the education piece started some weeks ago, where as soon as we had information available to us, we provided it to the residents and the relatives and to all the staff. So, yes, only the vaccine is given to people who have given consent. So it's great, and I think hopefully there'll be a very good uptake. So far, so good. So we only started this morning, so it looks very promising.
And was everyone happy to sign those forms? So, or did you have to consult with families in some cases?
You would have to consult with families, obviously, and there would be anxiety around the vaccine because it's a new vaccine, but in overall we've had no issues and everybody's happy to take the vaccine with consent.
So down the hall from us here, what's happening right now?
Down the hall we have different teams. We have an outside team that came from the vaccination clinic in Limerick, and we have my own colleagues here in the hospital who are peer vaccinators, and we have two doctors on site as well who are going to support and oversee the process. We have some staff on the wards doing the looking after the residents, so they're being vaccinated within their own confines of their own units under the medical governance. And then we have the staff area, which again is being managed with the staff with the vaccination team. And then we have recovery area as well, so that people have to remain supervised for 15 minutes after the vaccination, just in case there's any reactions or anybody might feel unwell after it. But so far everything's going okay.
Did you get your own jab?
I did. It was just an injection here in my upper arm. So, yeah, no, it was fine. A little bit of a sting, but it's great. It's done now, and thank God. It's wonderful, but it's also, it's nervy because we're still not over the worst of it. And I fear the community, there's so much transmission there now that we all have to maintain what we've been doing and make sure that we all comply with the public health guidelines that are there, because I hope the worst is behind us. But today is a good day.
So that's Director of Nursing Mairead Green at the Hospital of Assumption in Thurles, and she's absolutely right. Today is a good day for all of those involved. You met some of the residents waiting for the vaccine, John.
Yeah, and you know, it felt like it, Sarah, even though the figures are alarmingly high. There have been a worrying number of nursing home deaths in this region as well in recent weeks. With level 5 restrictions in place, no visitors are allowed at nursing homes like this again. I'm getting well used to talking to people through the windows and from a safe distance. But really, from the people I met today, even at that distance, there was a sense of hope that maybe I hadn't seen recently. 84-year-old May Collins is from Templemore. She's a mother of 7, a grandmother of 19, a great-grandmother of 4. And she waited for her vaccination. I asked her if living in a nursing home through the lockdown has been tough.
Well, we had good staff and good ones looking after us. So there was no fear of us. It was a bit difficult, all right, but thank God the vaccine now is in.
Do you miss people, or what is it you miss most, or that you've missed out on, do you think?
Horses.
You miss horses? Tell me more about that.
I used to go to shows with one of my granddaughters and one of my daughters, and really, that was my life. I loved it. Yeah. A bit of horse racing until the horses got injured, and then I went off at the show and it showed up.
Would you have a flutter on the horses? Do you like a bet?
No.
No gambling?
No.
No bad habits?
No. That I know of, anyway.
So you've missed family and you've missed the horses and seeing your grandchildren out there. Is that what you're looking forward to most, if we get back to some kind of normal life again after all this?
God, I don't know. unless it's going to be soon. I mightn't be that, live that long.
Well, I hope you do. Tell me how you felt when you heard there was a vaccine coming here.
I was pure delighted. It tells you the truth now. And I hope it does work for everyone.
You're next in line for the injection or on the list for this afternoon. So you nervous?
Not a bit. No. Sooner the better.
The sooner the better. And then you can get back to the horses, or what is it you'll do first if we ever get to move out of these places again?
I'd be going to the Grand National.
Well, I hope you get to the Grand National and have a great time and continued health and good luck to you. And maybe you'll have a flutter then.
Maybe I would have had the money.
Well, that's Mae Collins from Templemore, looking forward to what she'll do after her COVID vaccination. And we all hope that she does get to the Grand National, John. Were the other residents in the same high spirits after their injections?
From what I could gather, yes, especially the first person here to receive the vaccine today, Sarah. 90-year-old Frances Hearn is from Mullinahone, and proudly she told me she's 5 children, 7 grandchildren, and is celebrating the arrival of her 3rd great-grandchild in Clonmel yesterday. On top of all that, she knew she was first up for the vaccination today, and through the window again, Frances told me she couldn't sleep a wink last night thinking about today's special day. I asked her how she was feeling after getting the COVID jab.
Great. I hadn't a bit of trouble with it. I'm delighted. Just came in and NASA just turned up my sleeve and gave me the injection, and I went down then for a rest. And I'm after having soup and dinner now.
I suppose you've had injections before. Did it hurt?
No, I didn't feel it. No, I never felt it. I thought it'd be harder.
So you wouldn't mind? You'll have to get another one in 3 weeks' time, but you'll be happy to do that. Or how do you feel about the vaccine? Does this offer you hope that you'll have visitors again, or what do you think it'll do?
Yes, I can see my friends and everything now, and family, which is lovely. Please God, and I hope everybody will have it.
Yeah.
A big thank you to you all, and in particular to the matron, doctor, nurses and staff for their kindness to me all the time.
And when hopefully this is all over, maybe when we've all had vaccines, I'm not sure when, what are you looking forward to most now or doing again?
To get out and go to the dances.
How long since you've been at a dance?
Oh, it's a long time.
Well, watch out, Perlis or Mullinahone. You'll be out dancing again soon.
I will, please God.
God, John, you've great plans for all the residents of that nursing home. And that was 90-year-old Frances Hearn, who was the first resident to receive the COVID vaccine at the Community Hospital of the Assumption in Thurles today. And John, thank you very much for that report. And we wish all those residents well. It is the first glimmer of hope, I suppose. It's hopefully the beginning of the end.
Well, please God, and hopefully it will accelerate.